Would you like to blow on some hot potatoes? Cuddle up to history's best debater. My favorite dictator.
China's late gibbering supremo Deng Xiaoping is now dead, but he did last until his mid-90s, flapping stupidly around like a wasp in October. My favorite dictators. Margaret Thatcher almost won our submission, though people knew at the time that what she was up to was objectively rubbish. Everyone raised their quibbles about the organized destruction of Britain's manufacturing base, the creation of an underclass big enough to fill 18 centre parks, and the logical inconsistency of saying there was no such thing as society while being enormously keen to release psychopathic schizophrenics back into it. Yet the nation still voted for her in a series of regular involuntary spasms throughout the 80s. My favourite dictators. At the moment of voting, some basic primeval impulse took hold of Britain's brains when pencil was put to traceless slip. Even Labour MPs were known to go into polling booths on election day, quietly vote themselves out of Parliament. My favourite dictators. After Thatcher, by unanimous agreement, the Conservatives had a huddle as leader, and their supporters consequently went into hiding like Nazis in Paraguay. Identities were disguised through plastic surgery, and the shame of past misdeeds erased. People like the idea of someone who tells them what to do. We like to have decisions made for us, even if they're screamingly bad ones, since it's still a lot less bother than having to make them ourselves. Anybody who can make more decisions, faster decisions, and louder decisions than anyone else gets our vote. It doesn't matter that a leader's response to the first threat of armed invasion is to order all four-year-olds into a line across the south coast and get them to urinate a huge canal in front of the enemy. If that order is given swiftly and confidently and within seconds of the initial threat, we will all quite happily put our sons and daughters into the first train to Dover with a bag of citrus fruits. My favourite dictators. Leaders who try winning votes by promising to consult with the people before reaching any momentous decisions have only themselves to blame when the words "you tell us, mate" come back to their in-train. As Labour and Conservative leaders jettison policy in favour of in-depth surveys into what the people want, they may like to pause to consider that what the people really want is for them to behave a bit more like a 94-year-old Chinaman with bowel trouble. For that, ultimately, is who we want from our democracy. And if he's played at Twickenham, then even better.